8. Cape Talk. Africa's on Twitter at Africa Milani. 30 nominees were revealed for South Africa's top restaurant awards. We're talking here about the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards, and those winners will be announced at a glittering affair later on today at Grand Arena Grand West. And joining me on the line is the editor at Eat Out Magazine and the head of the Eat Out Awards, Abigail Donnelly. Abigail, I imagine you've done this enough times now to manage the butterflies that come on the morning of the awards, haven't you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Africa. Yeah, it's my 11th year. I can't believe it. I always have butterflies. It's the best day of the year. It really is. And eventually to get, you know, let those secrets out that I've been keeping in for so long.
I was lucky enough to, have Luke Dale Roberts, who is one of South Africa's most celebrated chefs and obviously head of the Test Kitchen amongst many other glorious restaurants, cooking lunch for a friend. And I was lucky enough to be invited to that luncheon yesterday. And we were driving to Grand Arena Grand West for the rehearsal because we'll both be handing out awards later on today. And I was reflecting with him how, you know, obviously the glorious talent of the chefs would always be celebrated without a doubt. You'll flock to Luke's restaurants because they're good. Scott's restaurants, La Colombe and La Petite Colombe, because they're absolutely amazing and the fare that they put out there is incredible. However, the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Awards just elevates that process and helps all of South Africa and indeed the world celebrate the incredible genius of the chefs.
Absolutely. You know, South Africa, we've got an unbelievable, unique chefs. You know, they really are. They have such personality on the plate. They have beautiful South African storytelling that can be showcased anywhere in the world amongst, you know, the big names, international big names. So, yeah, so it's exciting. And, you know, it's these awards, you know, they create not only fantastic marketing and PR for the restaurants and to get, you know, basically bums on seats, not that they really need them, but it really does give them, you know, they need to, it's about excellence, it's about quality, it's about showmanship. And for them to just excel and work harder and try harder and, you know, gain more experience.
And in fact, before we start speaking about some of the changes to this year's process, let's actually just place the spotlight once again on the incredible amount of investment in terms of creativity, in terms of money, in terms of energy and passion for these restaurants to even make it to the top 30 this year.
Yeah, it's incredible. And what we've done is this year we have, because we always judge more than 20, you know, we've always had the 20 nominees and out of there we celebrate also, you know, the top 10 winners. But we always judge more. So why not celebrate more, give more opportunity for these restaurants to shine, put them on the stage, put them on the platform, because there's more than now 30 restaurants that we're judging. You know, so it's just getting bigger and bigger. And it really is to just really get everybody an opportunity to receive what they deserve. They work really, really hard. The whole, you know, not only the chefs and, you know, it's the somms, it's the general managers, it's the waitrons. So, yeah, it really does give more of an opportunity and it's just bigger and better, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
It truly is, because extending the nominees list from 20 to 30, one would think it makes life a little bit easier for you and the judges. It gives you more breathing room. But the reality is the quality of food that is on offer in South Africa now is unbelievably high that I imagine it would have been difficult for you and the judges to even come to the list of 30.
Absolutely. And that's with the help of the Eat Out community, obviously, and, you know, the restaurant and the reviewers that review for the magazine, the 500 best in South Africa. Yes, it really does, because it's, you know, as I say every year, it's like it can be about a half a point in between each restaurant. And, yeah, our list is incredible. We, you know, as you said, we've got 13 new contenders. Some that have never been up there before. So it makes for a really exciting list.
And what do you look for, Abigail, as a judge for the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards? So when you go into an establishment, what are you looking for that will determine this restaurant superior to the next?
It really is about, it's not only about consistency, but it's also about growth. I mean, it's amazing to see how the chefs just evolve. And, yeah, we talk to the chefs during the year. You know, the chefs are very transparent. They want feedback. They want to know how to get better. But really it is, you know, it's the time of, you know, even from the time that we make the booking, if it takes 2 days to get a booking, or how efficiently it's done, you know, and it's the time of receiving at the restaurant as well. You know, if you're in the Winelands, you're at the Boom, it's how friendly the gentleman is who's going to let you into to the wine estate, you know. And then, of course, it's the food. And it really is about the flavor. It's about the technique. It's about the quality of ingredients. And that's the big, that's 80% on the scorecard. And then we go into the ambiance and about the hospitality and about the caring, which is obviously through service. And, of course, the wine as well and the knowledge. Not necessarily judging the wine. We're judging the food, and we're judging how the wine and the philosophy of the sommelier or the head waiter, or the waitrons, if there's no sommelier, how they have that philosophy, the same philosophy of what the chef has on the menu.
So much so, in fact, that there is an award that you'll be handing out to who you deem to be the best sommelier.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, because it's an individual, which we really do. We celebrated that for about 4 years now, and then we also have the Service Award, which is obviously uplifting service in South Africa, and that's really exciting. Then we have an award for someone who's making an unbelievable, outstanding contribution to the service industry. That also goes to an individual. And then this year we have a new award, which I've wanted for ages, and that's the Chef Award, and that's judged by the chefs, the peers themselves, who they believe should be the best chef in South Africa.
That's absolutely amazing. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're handing out an award, which is amazing.
I am indeed.
That's fantastic.
And to those lucky enough to have a ticket or to have an invitation, because this has been a sold-out affair for quite some time now,
it has, obviously.
Showcasing the importance of these awards. The setup this year is slightly different from what you have come to know and enjoy, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be an incredible ceremony, Abigail. Well done to you and your team.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, see you later.
See you later. Abigail Donnelly is the editor of Eat Out magazine and the head judge of the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards. That ceremony being held at the Grand Arena Grand West a little bit later on today. And you will get to know by the end of day today which restaurant has been judged the best one. Will it be the Test Kitchen, which has done so for the last 5 years? Who's going to be the chef of the year? Scott from the La Colombe team has won it in the previous year, and really an extraordinary and exciting and amazing chef, actually, in terms of what he's doing and what he's able to bring there. We have some favorite restaurants returning to the top 30, but 13 brand new restaurants being celebrated at this level of the competition. Eatout.co.za is the website to go to for all of the details.